All right. No, I didn't. Yeah, I know, it looks fine. Let's finally hit its own water table. Yeah, I know. I think it's taking on a life of its own. Just doing what caged animals tend to do. Yes, I know. Why people do? What are you doing to my dogs? And same thing dogs do to dogs.
Hey,
that's that was my territory.
Me?
Ooh, pardon me. Of course.
See, there's more than three dogs.
Yeah, I'm sure they got a bit of a puppy farm going over there. Ultimately going to need to do something about that. Sorry. He's just looking at me with this weird smile on his face, like, come on, come on. Oh, they're back. Just got tired of parking in the mud. Yeah, without hitting him. Okay. I didn't end up. Better jockeying around.
Hey, Max, are you wearing your swimsuit today?
If I may, I'm sitting here thinking about how I'm going to reconcile interesting discrepancies between Godsend and the stories that are around it. And I'm thinking that I can do it with almost separate cultures. Julia is an interesting figure. When it comes down to it, it's like what some people are thinking about the Nephites and the Lamanites. As if they were the only cultures here. And some people say, oh no, there's a lot of other cultures here. I said, they just, I don't know, wherever they were, they dominated. Or they were just in a small little area away from everybody else, you know? The whole, there's the guys that think it was the eastern United States. And then there's the guy that says, I don't think they ever really got out of New York. You know? And it's like, well, maybe. There's certainly parts of the world like the Straits of Magellan where if you don't have particular guidance, and stuff like that, you're gonna die. And you know, the incident where they tied up Nephi and big storms and stuff like that. That sure sounds like a Straits of Magellan sort of experience. Anyway, so in the story of these people, children of Eladius and Cassandra, one could get the impression that it was a big, you know, expansive sort of situation already here. And that this could be This could be Nichols progenitors. But somehow they got mixed together, vaguely. Rubbing shoulders because of finding at this particular juncture. Nichols on Salvation, the boat, you know, and the and what religious background the Eladians cling to is all wrapped up around the Mariner. And probably because when I wrote Godsend, I had not yet come up with that concept. It's just not in Godsend. So injecting it at a certain point is, it creates an interesting problem in that Nichol doesn't think along these lines.
Here's our runner.
Yeah? Runner!
I think he's a police officer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kind of looks it. I think state police got assigned out here. Not from the area particularly. They tend to do that. The guys who get assigned out here are not locals, which I think helps kind of curb the whole buddy-buddy system. You know, we've been friends since we were kids. I would never turn him in. It's like, we'll solve that problem by making sure that you're nowhere near anybody you know, particularly. Maybe. I'm not sure how to exactly. I'm sure positions come up and you can apply for them. Yeah. So now I'm in this position of trying to make sure that both elements come into the story somehow. The fact that this other one, God is, I guess, more of a traditional Latter-day Saint sort of take on it, where the other story, a lady is in the Vigiere kind of story, is very different. It is where the Mariner comes in. It's a different view on how these things work. Anyway, so I've decided to play up the fact that these are places that are kind of cousins, but they split a long time ago to the point to where I don't even know if they have relations much. So I'll see you guys at home. Go take my shower, huh?
Yeah, go take a shower.
Yeah? All right. I love you too. Looking forward to seeing you again. Oh, okay. So yeah, it's tempting to go back into Godsend and just throw out tons of stuff and do a wholesale rewrite. And I think I've tried to fix up some of the terrible inconsistencies that can't exist. Like the fact that Julia has a brother, that wasn't going to happen because that's inconsistent with prophecy, the book Prophecy, which is actually remains unwritten. But, you know, I'm finding myself doing tie-ins to it, even though I don't have it. Now, so yeah, like what Sterkol is up top. That's the really cold one on the island. It's far away. Sarah King is on is what has been called Northland before, but I'm not sure the Aladian guys really have much of a name for it. Because most of the culture is centered around First Home Manitoba and Tresha down in the south. And the storied history beyond. God, it sounds like a bird dying. On this post somewhere. Let's see him. Oh, there he is. Oh my god. That was a weird sound. And that, I was thinking it was going to be a grackle. You know what? I haven't seen grackles in a while. I think grackles came, got chased off, and moved on. Which is great. I'm not a fan of grackles. Anyway. So, the question is, are these just almost distant cousins of all these people? And it seemed like there was a heck of a split. Various times and under various circumstances. Culturalism will enter into various things. that's kind of what we're dealing with here. The fact that although these groups share some common roots, they certainly split off into other things. The fact that we've got a Sarah Cole and a Sarah King are very interesting. I wonder if that prefix Sarah has something to do culturally. Although, when you get up to Sarah Cole, you're very isolated. You know, not much contact. The whole point of her being a princess and stuff like that was kind of interesting. In fact, the whole contrived nature of queens and princesses anyway in First Home was is interesting, you know. Everything that kings and queens and stuff like that were probably number one, some kind of a corruption. Number two, looked to be hereditary in. And then, it kind of corrupted. Hi, pup. And then it corrupted a little more on some other fronts. To the weird concept that we had in, and Proxy's definitely a lead on from the world of Escape. But we have very much a different circumstance attached to God. Godsend, we get kind of Sarah Cole and Nickel take on all this stuff. So, anyway, maybe I was lazy in trying to find ways to not make too many major changes, which I don't want to make. The story's written. It was the original standalone story about this stuff. Everything else was started out as prequels and then kind of went in their own direction. And anyway. Wow. That's a heck of a head. Looking over here at the solar panels, this one is had to have lots of polyurethane on it. Oh, it's gotten kind of dirty. That's okay. We can handle some dirt. Polyurethane's here to try to Looks pretty good. Anyway, so I really need to take the tree limb down. It's growing weird, and we just need that to go away. Got heavy instead of breaking off, it bent. Now it's rubbing the ground. Need to kind of get rid of that. Okay, so I gotta go take a shower. Alright. So yeah, it's kind of interesting how stuff's going here. But come on. This poor phone. It always says there's an error, that the mic was paused. Device supports background recording. I may have to turn down the size to handle the fact that it's not recording very well. Anyway, okay, bye.